So Werner then formulated these complexes with their counter ions on the basis of that reactivity with silver plus. The cobalt that was sitting in the center then was interpreted as having an interaction with one of the atoms of each of these ligands, and the atom then was donating electron density. In this case, two electrons from the ammonia are donated towards the cobalt sitting at the center, and two electrons from each of these chlorides are donated towards that cobalt sitting in the center. So what we're making then is covalent bonds between the ligand and the transition metal, and that transition metal sitting at the center is a cobalt with a positive charge on it. The word ligand is coming from the Latin ligare, to bind, hence the name ligand. In the little PDB file here that I'm spinning around, you will see that the cobalt sitting in the center is arranged with each of the ligands around it in an octahedral fashion. So there's quite a spatial aspect to these transition metal complexes. And one thing that you're going to be examined on is your ability to describe the three-dimensional shapes of transition metal complexes. So the geometry around that transition metal is called its coordination geometry, because what we've done is we've coordinated those ligands to the metal, hence their name, coordination complex.